الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروش الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing from the last session, many important facts were mentioned in the last session with regards to Jabal-e-Safa, the mountain of Safa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his beautiful kalam, إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ, that both the mountains, Safa and Marwa, are clearly great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, also in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed the ummah that near towards the end of time, one great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also a sign of the last hour, the day of Qiyamah, will appear, and that is the emergence of Dabbatul Arz, the beast or the animal. In the Arabic language, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described that sign as Dabbatul Arz, and Dabba in the Arabic language means an animal. And this word is also used in the Quran. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. And I'm sure also in other verses of the Quran the word Dabba is mentioned. And this Dabba is a beast, an animal, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really has the full knowledge of its full description. But Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said that this Dabba will come near towards the end of time. And that means the condition of the people will be such that they will have no religious identity. They will be corrupted, corruption, confusion, no spirituality. The religion will only be fulfilling your desire and your lust. And even those who have Iman, the level of Iman, the degree of Iman will be so low that it won't be visible on their faces. And it is at that time this Dabba, this beast, this creature, this animal will come out. Where will this animal come out from? The ulama hold the opinion that it will come out from the zone of Masjidul Haram, the area of Masjidul Haram. And going to the specifics, some of the ulama hold the opinion that this animal will come out from Jabal Abi Qais, the mountain of Abi Qais. And some hold the opinion that it will come out from the mountain of Safa, Jabal Safa. The mountain will split open and this beast, this animal will come out. The doctors of hadith, the muhaddithin, have said that there is no contradiction between the two opinions, because Jabal Abi Qais in Makkatul Mukarrama is part of Jabal Safa, is part of the mountain of Safa. So if it comes out from Jabal Abi Qais or if it comes out from Jabal Safa, it is just one mountain. And the ulama hold this firm opinion that this animal, this creature that will come out will be from that area. It will be from the mountain of Safa. And this is also mentioned in the Quran in Surah An-Naml, verse 82, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And when the word is fulfilled against the disbelievers, the kuffar, when corruption will be such, when there will be no spirituality, no identity of Islam, no religion, nothing at all, it will just be fulfilling your desire and your lust. It is at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out and this animal will appear. أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ هَمْ نِكَالِنْغِ إِنْ لُوْغُوْ كَلِيَ. We will take out for the people دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, a beast, an animal from this world, from this dunya. تُكَلِّمُهُمْ. And this animal will also communicate and will speak with the people. Allahu Akbar. أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوْقِنُونَ. Allah will show them a sign that when simple signs came to them, messengers, Anbiya alayhim as-salam, came with verses of the Quran, they rejected the ayat of Allah. La yuqinun. They had no yaqeen. They did not believe in the signs of Allah. And Allah will show them this great sign, this dabbatul arz at that time that will come out. Subhanallah. And I have selected here, taken out a few ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of barakat, that I want to quote exactly the words of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam as mentioned in the hadith, so that alhamdulillah this information is stored and secured and sealed into the heart. Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi has narrated and recorded this hadith. He says, "Inna awwal al-ayati khurujan," in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that the first signs to appear will be the rising of the sun from the west. The sun will rise from the west. "Inna awwal al-ayati khurujan tulu'u ash-shamsi min maghribiha." And then Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Wa khuruju dabbati 'ala an-nasi duhan." And after that will be the emergence of the beast to mankind in the forenoon, chasht ke waqt. This dabba, this creature will come out. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has said, وَأَيَّتُهُمَا مَا كَانَتْ قَبْلَ صَاحِبَتِهَا فَالْأُخْرَى عَلَىٰ إِسْرِهَا كَرِيبًا. Whichever appears first, the second will follow very shortly. Whether the dabba comes before the rising of the sun from the west, or whether the sun rises first from the west and then the daba, the two are connected. So they will come in close proximity. There won't be a lot of time between them. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has said, the daba will come out at the time of duha, at the time of chasht. And when this daba, this creature, this animal, this beast that comes out from the mountain of Safa, it is said that it will be carrying the asa of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasallam. This is one of the great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I have mentioned this also in the previous sessions of Darsi Hadith and also the Jummah Bayan. Allah give us all the tawfiq that we can make amal on carrying the staff, the asa. And this is the sunnah of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. It is said, in fact, majority of the Ulul Azam, Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, were in the habit of carrying an asa. Silsilai Naqshbandiya, those who have khilafat in that branch of tasawuf, it is imperative, it is, well, not fiqhi wise, not according to the rules and regulations of fiqah, but on the line of tasawuf, it is very, very important that those who have khilafat in the silsila of Naqshbandiya, they all carry asa. And especially the branch of Maulana Abdul Malik Siddiqui or Maulana Qureshi Rahmatullah Alayh. And Alhamdulillah, on the 30th of this month, isn't it, this month, we have a great scholar, Maulana Zulfiqar Saab Naqshbandi. Inshallah, he will come and we are honored and very fortunate that he has taken out time for us and he's only in Leicester for one day. So Alhamdulillah, we have capitalized and taken full advantage of Maulana Zulfiqar Saab. We are holding a ladies program in the morning from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock on the 30th, and that is a Wednesday. So we request to all the brothers, please make sure that all the mothers and sisters do attend that program of Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahib. And then inshallah, in the evening, we will have Mawlana Zulfiqar's program after Asr, from Asr to Maghrib. So this is in the silsila of Naqshbandiya, that they have to carry an asa. So this animal, this beast that will come out, it will have the asa of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And it will have the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is also mentioned in the hadith, a hadith which is recorded by Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, تَخْرُجُ دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ, that this dabba will come out, وَمَعَهَا عَصَى مُوسَى, and it will have the stick, the staff of Musa alayhi salam, وَخَاتُمُ Sulaiman, and it will have the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. فَتَخْتِمُ أَنْفَ الْكَافِرِ بِالْعَصَى, and this animal will strike the kuffar, the disbelievers, on the nose with the asa of Musa alayhi salam, slightly scourging it. وَتُجَلِّي وَجْهَ الْمُؤْمِنِ بِالْخَاتَمِ, and what he will do is that he will mark the believers with the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And he will speak to the people, and the responsibility that he will have, that animal, that beast, will be to go and visit every single individual, every human being that is alive, and he will go around finally marking people. It is said that when the sun comes out from the west, the doors of repentance are closed. No iman is valid after that. Once the sun rises from the west, khalas. Waqi khalas. Everything ends there. And for an individual, when the time of sakarat comes, the door of repentance is completely sealed. That is why when Fir'aun said, La ilaha illallah, it was not accepted, because that was done in the time of sakarat. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has said, your shahada is only valid ma lam yugharghir, until that position of gharghar is not in you, as in the time of sakarat. If sakarat comes, then nothing is valid, no a'mal is valid after that, because then now you are from transferring from alam dunya to alam barzakh. So the duty of this animal will be to go around and to mark every single individual. It is said that when he marks a kafir with the asa, it will make a black spot on the face. And slowly this black spot will increase, and the face will become completely dark. Not as in the color being black. There's nothing wrong in being black. But what is meant here in the hadith, that it will have no noor. It will have no noor of iman. It will have the zulumat, the darkness of kufr, that spiritual darkness. And it is said that when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's ring is put on the face of a believer, his face will glow and there will be noor visible on that individual's face. And then after that, it is said that each individual will be known by a title. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given an example in the hadith that if there were Muslims and non-Muslims invited to eat somewhere and everyone was there, and if someone wanted a dish to be passed to him, the Muslim, the believer, will say to him, Ya kafir, oh kafir, oh disbeliever, or whatever the language they speak, oh disbeliever, pass this to me. And he will take no offense to that. They will be so low. They will become so low, Allahu Akbar, that nothing will affect them. They will know, they will testify, they will say, yes, we are the people who are doomed to go to Jahannam. That is where we will go. They will take pride and arrogance in it. And they will even say to the believers, Ya Mu'min here, O believer, take this. So the title will be Ya Mu'min and Ya Kafir. This is recorded in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُعْرَفُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مِنَ الْكَافِرِ لَيَجْتَمِعُونَ فَيَقُولُ هَذَا يَا مُؤْمِنُ وَيَقُولُ هَذَا يَا كَافِرُ. This is in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this has been recorded by Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi in his Musnad. Imam Ahmad rahmatullah again in his Musnad has mentioned that 10 signs of Qiyamah, which we have previously, alhamdulillah, gone through. each and every sign of the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى تروا عشر آيات. That the day of Qiyamah will not come until we see 10 clear signs, which is known as Alamatul Kubra, the great signs of the day of Qiyamah. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said, تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ مِن مَغْرِبِهَا. Rising of the sun from the west. وَالدُّخَانِ, and the smoke that will engulf everyone. وَالدَّابَّ, and the Dabba, this creature. وَخُرُوجُ يَاجُوجُ وَمَاجُوجُ, and the coming of Yajuj and Majuj. Powerful people, a group of people, and in their millions, they will just cover every inch of this dunya, everything. وَخُرُوجُ يَاجُوجُ وَمَاجُوجُ وَخُرُوجُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ, and the coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. وَالدَّجَّال, and the greatest magician that ever lived, Hazrat, from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, including all the different eras of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, no greater magician than Dajjal. Even Fir'aun is nothing compared to Dajjal. That is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Dajjal. The one-eyed individual who will have one eye, and clearly, as mentioned in the hadith, that on the forehead, Kaf, Fe, Re will be written for the benefit of the believers. So it is important that we educate ourselves in the Arabic language. Kaf, Fe, Re will be written clearly. And he will have extraordinary powers. Extraordinary powers. He says, if he points to the clouds that it should rain, it will rain. If he points to the ground, it will split open and gold and diamonds and treasures will come out. He will have the power to do whatever he wants, to a limit. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَثَلَاثَةُ خُسُوفُ, and three quakes or land cavings. خَصْفٌ بِالْمَغْرِبِ, an earthquake, a quake that will take place in the west, in the east, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. Right now Saudi Arabia is quite hot. Fahad ki neen haram ho gayi hogi shayad. وَنَارٌ تَخْرُجُ مِنْ قَعْرِ عَدَنْ تَسُوكُ أَوْ تَحْرُشْ أَوْ تَحْشُرُ النَّاسِ تَبِيتُ مَعَهُمْ حَيْثُ بَاتُوا وَتَقِيلُ مَعَهُمْ حَيْثُ قَالُوا. And finally, the fire that will gather all the human beings and will push them towards that day of accounting, towards the day of Qiyamah. That will be the final day. So these are the 10 signs of the day of Qiyamah, which we are still waiting for, subhanAllah. All the alamat al-sugra, the minor signs of Qiyamah, are all visible. Now what is extremely important here is the mountain of Safa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that this, it is a great sign of Allah. And from the mountain of Safa, another great sign of Allah will come out, which is the Dabba, the beast that will come out. That is why it is very important that a lot of Muslims, when they go to the Maqam of Safa, they are so much in a rush that they want to complete the Safa Marwa Sa'i, that when they stand there, they just make dua very quickly, just to fulfill that formality. بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَنَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَنَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَنَ, and they're just counting when this sa'i should finish. This is not the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very frequently, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam would climb the mountain of Safa, stand there, and very quietly, with great concentration, giving it good time, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam would make dua while standing on the mountain of Safa. It is mustahab to look towards the Kaaba and make dua. But there are so many pillars now that you really have to struggle and stand at an angle to make dua whilst facing the Kaaba. But nevertheless, to stand on the mountain of Safa. And this is very important, that when you do sa'i, you go all the way up. No shortcuts. A lot of people just swing around very, very quickly, where you have the wheelchairs, and very quickly, and they avoid all that. This is naqif. You have to go all the way on top, and you have to slightly climb up the hill. That is why it is known as the mountain of Safa. With all the, subhanAllah, the clean tiles that are there, no difficulty at all. So we must stand there and make dua. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is extremely important, that in the times that we live in today, what the shaitan does is that the shaitan puts doubt into the hearts of a believer. Exactly what has happened to Qadianism. Apostated, all of them became murtad following Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. And the Qadianis mock with the signs of Qiyamah. They make a mockery. I don't know if any of you have had a chance to encounter or meet a Qadiani and have taken time out to discuss things with him. And the way they talk, what Dajjal? One-eyed man? Which world do you live in? Make a clear mockery of what Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said. How come we can't see Dajjal today? And some people say, no, Dajjal is TV. What is it? TV, the one? And they say it's TV, it's TB. That is not the Dajjal that is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is a specific description of this individual Dajjal that will come. The Qadianis make a mockery. Who is Yajuj and Majuj? What kind of people? Short in height. Subhanallah, Allah creates how He wills. Qawm Aad and Qawm Thamud were tall people. Allah gave them great height. And that is why no one can reject this great sign of Allah that will emerge, that the Dabba will come out from the Safa mountain. The mountain of Safa will split open, and from something that is completely solid and hard as a rock, from it this beast will come out. And this is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have full iman on that. If Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said it, amanna wa saddaqna. We have iman. And we testify that the whole of dunya can be wrong, but Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is never wrong. And especially when you look at some of the miracles that were given to Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they resemble very closely to the signs of the day of Qiyamah. If we look into the story of Qawm Thamud and Qawm Aad, two great, strong, powerful communities, and great prophets were sent to the two communities. Qawm Aad came first and then Qawm Thamud came. That is why when you look at the sequence of the Quran, you will find Thamud and Aad mentioned together. Allah says, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. First comes Qawm Aad. Allah sent to Qawm Aad Hud alayhi salam. And Hud alayhi salatu wa salam was the mighty messenger who came before Ibrahim alayhi salam. Before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and he spoke fluent Arabic. Hud alayhi salam ki madri zaban kya thi? Arabic. Today we as Muslims only speak English. MashaAllah, what an educated man he is. He's lost his mother tongue. MashaAllah, we should clap. Char chaand laga do uske upar. MashaAllah, what a clever child he is. He's forgotten Gujarati. He's forgotten Punjabi. He's forgotten Bengali. And he's forgotten Kachi. And what are the languages? Urdu. He's forgotten Urdu, Punjabi. MashaAllah, and he only knows one language. That is the level of education that Allah has blessed this child with. So he comes in England, he's forgotten everything. So much stress that he forgets everything else. Yani hajj ke liye gaya, so he only concentrated in Arafat, Muzdalifa, Mina, or the rest of the things. SubhanAllah. And Hud alayhi salatu wa salam spoke Arabic. And he was very fluent, Hud alayhi salam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, four amongst the messengers spoke Arabic. Four. Hazrat Hud alayhi salam, Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam, Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam, and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is in a hadith. And the ulama say that those who spoke Arabic before the coming of Ismail alayhi salam, they were known as Al-Arabul-Aribah. Al-Arabul-Aribah in the Arabic language. And those who were from the lineage of Ismail alayhi salam, the children of Ismail alayhi salam, and who spoke Arabic, they were known as Al-Arab al-Musta'ziba. It is said that Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam's command over the Arabic language was phenomenal. He had, subhanallah, he was a great orator. He could speak. Great eloquence of the Arabic language was given to him, subhanallah. And he learned the Arabic language from the first tribe that settled there, from the tribe of Jurhum. But the greatest command over the Arabic language was given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you read the Shifa of Allama Qazi Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi, there is one entire chapter on this subject, that the eloquence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and mastery in the Arabic language that was given to him. He could speak with each tribe in their own dialect, which each tribe, and he used the words that they would use. Yet he was an ummi, but so powerful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would use words, incredible words. So Hud alayhi salatu wasalam came to the qawm of Aad, community of Aad, and it is said that the people of Aad were the first to indulge in idol worshipping after the flood. After the flood of Nuh alayhi salam, and they lived in the area of Hadramaut. And they were nomadic people. They were the people of the desert. They were never settled. They would live in huge and large tents. And physically, they were very, very powerful. And Hud alayhi salatu wasalam came to them, and one mission, U'budullah, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They refused and rejected Hud alayhi salam. Allah punished a superpower of that time. And this wind, furious wind, destroyed every single one of them from the people of Aad. After Aad comes the qawm of Thamud. I want to specifically mention this because it will give us a clear understanding of Dabbatul Arz, that how this Dabba will come out from the mountain of Safa. Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, he also spoke the Arabic language. He was also very fluent. And the people of Thamud lived in the Arabian Peninsula, what we know today as Tabuk, Makameh. Tabuk. If brothers have the visa and mashallah they have time and they visit Saudi Arabia, then we should take time out to visit Taif, Riyadh, Tabuk, and there are so many other historical cities that we can go in Saudi Arabia to visit. Alhamdulillah, you know, we can go there with security and see everything. And this is in Tabuk. And Qawm Thamud, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam came to them to preach them that worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were also mushrikeen. They worshipped the idols. And they said to Salih alayhi salam that you are one of us. That's why the Quran says, Akhahum, brother. He was the brother of the tribe, as in they were related. And they said to him that, why do you preach to us about the oneness of Allah and leave your forefathers' religion? Why should we worship one Allah? You are someone who we expected that will become a great leader of the tribe. But the way you are carrying on, you have more enemies than friends. Why do you tell us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, it is said that once he saw the entire community of Thamud. Thamud was so strong that the Quran says that they would say that Man ashaddu minna quwa, who is stronger than us? Everyone feared the people of Thamud living in the Arabian Peninsula at that time. And Allah gave them such a long life that the houses would collapse on top of them, but they would still be alive. And that is why they had to move into mountains to live. They had to go to the mountains because the life that was given to them, they lived for centuries. Hazar hazar saal ki umar. 350 saal ki umar mein ye log baligh hote the. At the age of 350, 400 years, they would reach the age of puberty. SubhanAllah. So powerful. And the Quran describes them as Ashabul Hijril Mursaleen. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. This is another name of Thamud. And they rejected the inhabitants of stone land. Ashabul al-Hijr means stone land. The inhabitants of stone land rejected the emissaries, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ آيَاتِنَا فَكَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِدِينَ. Allah says, وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا آمِنِينَ. And they would carve out palaces with their hands from the mountains. Few rooms out. Cut rocks and boulders and remove it and make beautiful palaces from the mountains. And آمِنِين, one of the translation of آمِنِين is with great confidence. Great confidence. And they were the people who had amassed a lot of land, acres of land, palm trees. That's why Salih alayhi salam said to them that, do you think your palm trees and your corn fields and your gardens and the water and your lands and your palaces and the strength that Allah has given you, do you think you can overpower Allah that you worship the idols? And they said to Salih that, what are you going to do to us? Arrogance. Jis qaum mein takabbur aa jata hai na, phir wo yakdam, time of expiry comes very, very quickly. And this is also for the people living in the year 2004, in the year 2005. It is said that once all of them were sitting and Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam took the opportunity to invite them, Nabi Allah gave, and simple instruction, U'budullah, worship Allah. And they looked at Salih alayhi salam, made a mockery out of him, and they said to him, Salih, look in front of you this, the stones and the rocks, the boulders of massive stones that are there. Can you take out from these stones that are in front of you, a mountain that is in front of you, a she camel? And the ulama say that the description was that that camel should be approximately 10 meters long. Kaisi camel honi chahiye? A she camel from the rocks. 10 meters long. And I say she camel because what is meant by the naqa is that a pregnant camel. So there is more value to it. And these were people who owned a lot of animals. And for them camel was again something very, very important. They lived in Arabia. Even for the Arabs today, camel is priceless. So they said, a pregnant camel, a she camel. And if it comes out, and they thought that this is a hard sabak, something very difficult for Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will stop inviting us. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, if Allah can take out a she camel from the mountains, from the rocks, will you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And all of them said, Ya Salih, if you can do this, we will surrender to you. We will believe in Allah. We will stop worshipping the idols. But you show us this miracle, that from the stones, something that is solid, hard, what comes out is an animal, a she-camel, 10 meters long, pregnant. Salih alayhi salatu wa salam makes dua. Allah accepts his dua. Salih alayhi salam says to them, stand and witness. Isa alayhi salam gave life to those who were dead. Salih alayhi salatu wa salam, subhanallah, from stones takes out something that is alive. Subhanallah. And the mountains split open. The rocks break. And this massive she-camel, pregnant, comes out in front of them. With every inch of description in it that they demanded, the color, etc. We won't go into that. And Salih alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, Ya qawmi, my qawm, look, hadihi naqatullah. This is the she-camel of Allah. And the nisbat of Allah is with this camel. The nisbat, we have to understand, is like Baytullah, the house of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all that, but that nisbat is given. So it's Naqatullah because Allah showed them that miracle. So that is why Salih alayhi salam said, Naqatullah. Hazihi Naqatullah. And it is said that when they saw this camel, a handful of them only believed in Salih alayhi salam, but the majority of them rejected. Taking this story into account, isn't it a great ni'mah of Allah that He has given us iman? Huh? Allah ka kitna shukr hai, Allah ne mujhe aur aapko iman ki daulat se nawaza. The key to Jannah. That today our children, subhanAllah, look at this child here. Stand up for me. Look at this child. Who could predict in England, 10, 15 years ago, a child with a beautiful amama on his head and sunnah in this country? Is this not the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what the community needs to do is to understand, when the imam speaks, you must understand what I'm trying to say. I can't really spoon feed everyone because it's so difficult. When I, in the last two sessions of Jumu'ah, I talked about spirituality, that it is important that you clean the inner, then the external part of the body. That is also important. Someone wrote a letter to me, Maulana, excellent bayan, but does that mean that keeping the beard or wearing the Islamic clothes are not so important? We didn't see that emphasis coming out from him. Subhanallah. Akal man ke liye ishara kafi hota hai. When someone says to you that Sadqa Fitr is £1.50 per head, so by saying the head, the entire body is covered, isn't it? You don't mean just the head, do you? And if the Imam Sahib takes just 5 minutes extra, believe me, 5 minutes extra. Now the bayan starts at 10:02, and it is supposed to finish at 1:15. Jaise hum kisi ki naukar hai. Like when you go out working for someone, subhanallah, and we want to finish off the ayat of the Quran and the translation, and usually it is maximum minutes that is taken, maximum is 5 minutes. Unless there is school holiday, and then because of the benefit of the youth, we take extra minutes. 5 minutes ya 3-4 minutes zyada li jaye. And my habit is that if I take time for my bayan in English, you will notice my khutbah in the Arabic is very quick, and my namaz is also very quick. I try to compensate towards the minutes that I have taken. So I understand. Straight away, a letter is written, anonymously. But it is my habit, when I see something anonymous, I pick the letter and throw it in the dustbin. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has said that if someone writes a letter to you and there is no name and address, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. It could be anybody. It could be anybody. Are you going to carry the burden of everybody? My habit is, first when I see a letter, I look at it. If my name is there, nothing at the back, open up the envelope, I look at the first part, fine, and then look at the end, and I see, you're sincerely brother in Islam. I said, Jazakallah, take the letter and discard it. Mujhe kya garz? Mujhe kya garz? 3-4 minutes. So we don't have time for 3-4 minutes. How do you expect an imam to elaborate on everything? And if you start namaz, bayan, khutbah at 20 to 1, then I will be talking to a lot of jinnats in this mosque. What will I be doing? Talking to a lot of jinnats. My bayan will be aimed at the jinnats rather than human. Subhanallah, come. 10 to 1, you will only see the first saf filled up. And when it will be 10 past 1, you will see, mashallah, still a lot of gaps. And I still notice a lot that there's one individual, mashallah, he comes late at about 5 past and 10 past 1, and he's got this beautiful style, he'll walk slowly, 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 and I don't know how he gets his first position in the first saf. Myself, dekhta hu. But he does it. Maybe that is his karamat. Subhanallah. So you must understand that when we talk about spirituality, obviously the external application of Islam is so important. Every Muslim knows that beard is a sunnah, amama is a sunnah. Can any Muslim take that lightly? Miswak is sunnah, jabba, subhanallah is sunnah. Everything is sunnah. Please understand the context, everything from the beginning to the end. That is why I say, if you hear the last 5 or 10 minutes of the bayan, then in reality you have not understood the wa'az. Because bayan has an introduction, And then there's the middle section of the bayan, and then the conclusion, the final part of the bayan. That is so important. Salih alayhi salatu wa salam, subhanallah, said to them, "Hadhihi naqatullah," that this is the camel, she camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Fadharuha," look, let it graze in the fields of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's saying, "Arz of Allah, let it eat and drink." And there was a well and there was water around it, and there was a shift made by the community of Thamud that one day water will be solely for this camel, for it to drink, and in the next day all the other animals could drink from that part of the well. It is said that because this camel was so big, when the she camel would drink water, it would drink up all the water. And this was also something that Allah was testing the people of Thamud by. Mm-hmm. And now because Salih alayhi salatu wasalam proved them wrong, that he showed them the miracle that they demanded, so they were outraged, anger, everything was there. And how long were they to endure this great miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cutting things short? Badbakht, it is said, the one, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, the one who is stone hearted is that individual who attacked the she camel from at the time of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. This is in the hadith, and his name is Qidar. His name is Qidar, and he was the chief of the community of Thamud. He made mashwara with the people, and they made mashwara that they were to kill the she camel, the miracle that Salih alayhi salatu wasalam showed the people, and to hamstrung this animal. Al-Iyazu Billah, it is said that one of them with an arrow injured the camel, and this leader of the tribe of Thamud, he ran and he had a sharp blade, and he is the first one to pierce this blade into the body of this camel, and this camel fell onto the ground, and all of them collectively, the community, rushed and they cut the camel into pieces. Ye na shukri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish someone. Allahu Akbar. And you see the punishment that comes. And the young one of this camel, she had already given birth to the child. When the young one came and could not find the mother, it is said that the young one ran towards the mountain. The people of Thamud even pursued that little infant, that child, that young one, and it is said that they even killed the baby of that camel. Completely, Allahu Akbar, making that animal into pieces, and they were making a mockery. And the Quran says, فَعَقَرُوا نَاقَةَ وَعَتَوْا عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ, and they defied the hukam of Allah. وَقَالُوا, and they said, يَا صَالِحُ وَصَالِحُ يَا صَالِحُ اُتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Look, you were threatening us that if we do anything, if we harm this naqa, this camel, then your Lord will punish us. The level of arrogance. إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, if you are a Nabi, punish us. Because Allah had given them that powerful physique. They had the animals, land, they lived in mountains, they were so strong, they lived for 1,000 years. They felt that no one could defeat them. And they said to Salih alayhi salam, what will you do? Salih alayhi salam looked at them, looked at the heavens, and said to them, 3 days. Kya kaha? 3 days. When Salih alayhi salam said to them, 3 days you have only, they conspired to, ma'azallah, kill Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, to assassinate him also. قَالُوا تَقَاسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. And in the night, each of them said, take an oath in the name of Allah that we will kill, al-iyazu billah, make qatal of Salih alayhi salam and his family. وَأَهْلَهُ ثُمَّ لَنَكُولَنَّ لِوَلِيِّهِ مَا شَهِدْنَا مَهْلِكَ. And if somebody asks us that who are the perpetrators, we will say, well, we have not done anything to Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, so we don't have to give blood money. And this is mentioned in the Quran, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah protected Salih alayhi salam, commanded him to leave that area. And it is said this event When they killed that Naqa, this was on a Thursday. Qabtha. And Salih alayhi salam gave them 3 days. It is said that straight away on a Thursday, the color of the face changed. It became pale yellow. And in the evening, they would all sit together and make a mockery. Where is the punishment? Look at the clouds. Who can come into our palaces? Which army is there? And then the next day, Friday, Jumma ka din tha, the face went red. They would see the faces, the color changing, but still arrogance, pride was such. Nabi ko jo sataya gaya, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Kaisa sataya gaya? And then Saturday came, the color of the face became absolutely black. And then in the evening they said, well, how many hours now? Up to 3 din ho gaye. They looked at the moon. That is how they would work out the days. They said, 3 days have gone. We are still alive. We are still alive. And it is said, Sunday in the morning, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَةُ مُصْبِحِينَ. Allah says in the Quran. Sunday in the morning, all of them gathered and they said, where is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And it is said that this cheekh, this blast took place in the area, and every single one of them died instantly. It is said that some bodies were such that it ripped the entire body into pieces.
Allah.
And for some, death came in such a way that if they were standing, just that sheer force and sound of that blast, the ruh came out from the body and they were left like statues without any life. And some were sleeping, some were eating, and they were in that condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, destroyed them totally. Allah says, كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا, as if they never, the Qawm Thamud never ever existed. Never ever existed. The reason for me to explain this story of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam was to show you that if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam has said that this Dabba will come out, an animal will come out from the mountain of Safa, it will come out. And a similar event has already taken place in the time of Salih alayhi salam, when a camel came out from the mountain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. It is nearly azan time. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair. Sami'na wa ta'ana gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.